Blog Talk Radio.
J Money.
Thank you.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. Is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
there was a man speeding on the highway, and the highway patrol officer saw the man speeding by, and he said, "Oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway." So he took off in pursuit of the driver, and he thought to himself, "I'm going to stop this man, and I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go." So when he caught up with the man, he said, "Sir, can you tell me why you were speeding?" And the man said, "Well, I saw the highway patrol car, and it reminded me that my wife had run off with the highway patrol officer. So when I saw the red lights come on in my rearview mirror, I knew that you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back."
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to listen to the radio show and hear the activities I'm putting together for your listening pleasure. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, the first thing I want to know is what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's getting chilly. It's about 40 degrees outside, and it's cloudy, and it's really getting cold. The weather is going down every day, and in the afternoon, it's like 40 degrees, and then it goes down to 30 degrees at night, and it's getting cold. It's December 1st. Today's Tuesday, December 1st, and the winter season has arrived. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is winter time in Las Vegas. There is no longer that hot summer weather. It's summer. It's winter time in Las Vegas. So now it's cold. So I got my jacket on. I got my pants on. I got long johns on under my pants. I'm dressed for the cold weather, and I'm outside. But I'm dressed. I got a big coat on, and I got a hat on, and I'm comfortable, even though it's cold outside in Las Vegas. But I've been in Las Vegas for 20 years, so I've learned to adjust to the cold weather. When it's cold, I dress properly for the cold weather. Now that I'm dressed, and I told you the weather, now let's talk NFL football. They had a game last night. All right. Last night they had a game between the Seattle Seahawks and who'd they play? They played, who did they play? They didn't play San Francisco. They played Arizona Cardinals. I think they played
the Seattle Seahawks beat the the Seattle Seahawks beat the Philadelphia Eagles 23-17.
What was the score?
23-17.
Well, I bet on Seattle, so that's a win for G Money. And today, Tennessee played somebody. Who did they play today? Because of the virus, they had to cancel today's game. So who played today?
So no one played today, and the Ravens play the Steelers in Pittsburgh tomorrow afternoon at 12:40 p.m.
Okay, so that game got postponed till tomorrow. They were supposed to play today, but they got postponed till tomorrow. All right, so that'll be Pittsburgh and Baltimore Ravens playing tomorrow. And I'm betting on Pittsburgh to win, and I'm thinking it's going to be the over because it's going to be a high-scoring game. So that's what I'm putting my money on, people. I'm putting my money on Pittsburgh Steelers to go undefeated. They're already 10-0, so they will be 11-0 after tomorrow afternoon's game, unless Baltimore can come up with some miracle plays on offense and defense if they can stop the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we'll wait and see what happens with Week 12 in the NFL. All right, DJ Papa D. I got a joke for you. There was a woman that her grandkids dropped her off at the convalescent home, and they introduced her to everybody that worked at the convalescent home, and then they left her in the room with all the residents, and they said, "Grandma, we're going to come back. We're going to drop you off here, and you can socialize with the residents, but we'll come back and see you a little later." And her grandmother said, "Okay, that sounds good. I'll talk to you later." And the kids left. Well, Grandma was sitting with the residents and started to lean to the side. And one of the workers came and saw her leaning to the side and walked up and straightened her up. And then asked if she was all right, and she said she was okay, and they left and went about their business. So then the grandmother started leaning to the other side, and another worker walked up and straightened her up and asked her if she was okay, and she said she was fine, and the worker walked off and left her alone again and went about his business. So then she started leaning to the side a third time, and a worker walked up and straightened her up and asked if she was all right, and she said she was fine, and the worker left her alone and went about his business. So the kids came back, and they said, "Grandma, how did you like it here at the convalescent home?" She said, "The people were really nice, but the workers, they kept messing with me. They wouldn't let me take a fart."
And I said, "Oh, okay, that sounds good. Come on now."
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah, well, if you got big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. I lean to the left, I lean to the right, Eileen brings you breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night.
Come
yeah, there were
now.
Two men. There were two men that were walking through the jungle taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. They were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. One man bent down and took off his boots and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "What are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Yep, that's my joke. From G-Money to Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell some people about G-Money. He's the funniest man on the planet. He's so funny, he makes them laugh out loud. He moves the crowd. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, it's time for us to take another commercial break. So we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
See, in the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy. And Billy was the only child. And he lived with his mother and his grandmother. And they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player. But he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times. jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit. I'm lost.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodie. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money product in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story about my childhood and something that I think you'll be interested in. So, G, Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded earlier for their listening pleasure? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
What's up, everybody? I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I had the pleasure of having a classroom full of seniors. And the seniors would show up in class every day, and they were supposed to do oral presentations in my classroom. And it was really good because in my class, all I had to do was set up a video camera to videotaped the oral presentation. The kids started ditching class because they're seniors. So the kids would ditch school. They would, some of them went out and got jobs, and I needed to find a way to keep the kids coming to school because the kids were ditching school, so they weren't showing up. So what I decided to do, we were going to do a fashion magazine. So I set up a photography studio in my classroom. And on days that we didn't have any presentations, after school, I would have the kids come to the class and I would take their pictures. Well, and I had gone out at the school to lunch to watch some of the kids, watch the kids perform. I looked up and I saw the principal and the school police walking to the back of the school. And I know they didn't regularly walk that far because my classroom was in a bungalow at the end of the school. And the principal never walked that far. And he kept walking and walking. And the next thing I know, he walked in my classroom. And I said, oh, my God. I'm worried now because, see, I left a bunch of Mexicans in my class to watch the soccer match. And I'm thinking, oh, no, the principal's going to walk in and he's going to catch kids in there smoking weed. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to get in trouble because I'm not supervising these kids. So I walk down and I peek around the door to my classroom and I see the principal going through my drawers. And I'm like, what's going on here? And he goes, I'm looking for the photos you took of the kids. And I'm like, really? Why do you want to see the photos? You know, we're getting ready to do a fashion magazine, and I took the pictures for the fashion magazine. He said, yes, I heard, but I also heard you've been taking naked pictures of the students. And I said, oh, come on now. How am I going to take naked pictures of the students in the classroom? And he said, yep, that's what I heard, so I'm coming to check the photos. And I said, all right, you want to see the photos? And I went out behind my classroom to my car that was parked, and I went in the trunk, and I got my shoebox with all of the photos that I had taken of the kids. So I gave him the shoebox, and he took it to his office. And then a student came from the office and said that they wanted me in the office because they wanted to discuss something with me. So I'm like, okay, I know what they want. And I walk up to the office, and I walk in, and the principal is sitting with the assistant principal. He has the director from public relations from the school district, some white guy I had never seen before. And then he has captain of the school police there. And I walk in and he says, I wish I would have known that you were taking pictures of the kids in your classroom. I would have taken you to jail. And I looked at him and I said, really? I said, well, if you would have taken me to jail, I would have your job. And I threw down all the parent permission slips in front of him. And he looked, he was like, oh, I didn't know you had all this. So they're going through the pictures, and they excuse me. They tell me to go sit in the office. And so I'm sitting outside the office door, and they're going through the pictures and everything. And then the public relations guy walks out of the office and he doesn't say anything to me. He just walks right by and keeps going. And I'm going, wow, that's strange. And then the police walks by me and he doesn't say anything. He just leaves. And I go, wow, they're not saying anything. And then the assistant principal walks out, and she just smiles at me, and she keeps going. And I'm like, well, I knew she knew what was going on because I had given her a letter announcing that I was going to do this project for the students. So I'm talking, and I get up, and I go into the principal's office, and he's like, okay, you can go back to class. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. So he gives me my pictures back, and I go back to my classroom. Well, at the end of the year, I take my grade book, and I turn it in at the principal's office with my roll shoes and stuff. I walk into the principal's office, and I look up on his walls, and he has a picture of his football quarterback. The picture I took is blown up on his wall. And then he got the picture of his basketball players blown up on his wall, a picture that I took. And then he got the track team, the 4x4 girls relay team, which was the fastest relay team in the state. He got their picture blown up on the wall, a picture I took. And I'm looking and I'm like, you got all of my pictures on the wall. Who said you could have my pictures? He's like, well, I'm the principal at the school, and these are my students. So I thought it was okay if I put the pictures up on the wall. And I said, but you didn't even ask me if you could have my pictures. You were trying to send me to jail for taking naked pictures of the students, and you didn't find anything. But now you want to put my pictures on your wall. How about that? So I just walk out of the classroom, walk out of his office, and I go back to my classroom, and that's how I ended the day. That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So, welcome to Gregory's Stories. Now it's time for us to pick a fan club member and give him $50. That's right. I got a $50 giveaway to my fan club member that calls in and claims the $50. That's all he has to do is call in and claim the $50, and he can get $50 from his pocket. All he has to do is be caller number 5. That's right, caller number 5. I'm looking for caller number 5. And you got to be a fan club member to call in to the radio show and be caller number 5. And you can win $50. So, DJ Papa D, play a song while we give the caller 5 minutes to call in to see if he can claim $50 as a fan club member. And we'll be back for more of the show after the song.
Throw it in the crowd.
man, this guy is crazy. And then I walk over and I would act like I was going to give him some money. I count out like $10 or $20. And I'd go to hand it to them. And then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh.
Big bang, fat little bang. 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 Big bang, fat little bang.
I'm pulling back and laughing. No, you don't get me money.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, and now it's time to pick a winner for the fan club for the $50 draw. So, DJ Papa G, did we have a caller call in to claim the $50?
No, G Money, no one called in. I guess no one wants your money. G Money.
Oh, nobody wanted my money? Okay, well, I guess I'll just put my money back in my pocket and I'll save it for Thursday's drawing. So, anyway, that's the way it goes. I guess I can keep my money till Thursday. And it's a good day when I don't have to give away any money. So, DJ Papa D, play a song, play another song, and then we're going to pray because I'm going to shut the show down. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, DJ Papa D, thank you for being my studio engineer. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting the radio show on social media so everybody can listen to the radio show as it's worldwide. So, thank you. So, after we play this song and we pray to stop this virus from spreading around the world, then I'll see you on Thursday. Have a good day tomorrow. Be careful, be safe, and wash your hands and do your social distancing so you don't spread the virus to anybody else and you don't catch the virus while you're out and about. So, I'll see you on Thursday. So, DJ Papa D, play one of my songs, and then we'll pray. So I'll talk to you on Thursday, everybody. Be careful, be safe, and God bless you.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right. And I got so good at my yo-yoing. And I could do 3 tricks. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I could walk the dog. And then I could rock the cradle. And then you did around the world. And I was yo-yoing all over the place. Every place I went, I had my yo-yo with me. And in fact, I had 2 or 3 yo-yos in case a buddy of mine wanted to yo-yo with me. And he didn't have a yo-yo. So I let him borrow one of my yo-yos. So I had a gold yo-yo. I had a green yo-yo. And then I had a butterfly yo-yo. And it was yellow. So one day, I went to the candy store. And the owner saw me with my yo-yo, and he asked me how many other kids had yo-yos. And I told him, nobody that I know of. I'm the only one with a yo-yo. I'm the yo-yo master. So he said, hey, well, maybe I can sell yo-yos in my candy store. And I said, that sounds cool. I can start a yo-yo. And I told all of my friends that they could buy yo-yos at the candy store. And we all had yo-yos. We were going up and down the hallway from class to class. And everybody had yo-yos. And that's what I used to do. And people thought I was too big to play with a yo-yo. And I would, like, take my yo-yo everywhere with me. And when I was waiting in line, I would break out my yo-yo. And I would play with my yo-yo. And I would get a whole bunch of attention. Because people always wanted to see what I could do with my yo-yo. And I said, well, what do you want to see? You want to see my yo-yo walk the dog? Or you want to see my yo-yo go around the world? Or you want to see my yo-yo sleep? And I'll rock the cradle with. So I had a lot of tricks. And people love to see me do my yo-yo. And they all wanted to try it. And if they decided that they really liked it, well, I'd sell them a yo-yo for $1. And we would yo-yo all the time. And I did it all the way in college. And I played with my yo-yo between classes. And I walked the dog. And I went around the world. And I rocked the cradle. All the tricks I knew I'd do real good. And I did it. Even when I was going to college, I was really good at that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together, among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.